Welcome to Candlestick Park in San Francisco, for the game between the New York Mets and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Lee Mozzilli. Batting second, the second baseman, Wally Backman. Batting third, the right fielder, Joel Youngblood. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Dave Kingman. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Mike Jorgensen. Batting sixth, the catcher, John Stearns. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Hubie Brooks. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Doug Flynn. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Mike Scott. Pitching for the New York Mets, Mike Scott. For the San Francisco Giants, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Joe Morgan. Batting second, the first baseman, Enos Cabell. Batting third, the right fielder, Jack Clark. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Darrell Evans. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Larry Herndon. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Jerry Martin. Batting seventh, the catcher, Milt May. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Johnny LeMaster. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Fred Breining. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Fred Breining. And now, play ball. Lee Mozzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozzilli takes first base on ball four. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Breining. Mozzilli moves to second. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman strikes out. One out. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood strikes out. Two outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman hits a fly ball into center field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Flynn fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cabell. The throw from Stearns and he is out, Flynn applying the tag. Two outs. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a fly ball into right field. Youngblood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen strikes out. One out. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Stearns moves to second. Two outs. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is walked intentionally. Mike Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Evans fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a fly ball into center field. Mozzilli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Herndon moves to second. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is called out on strikes. Two outs. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Herndon scores. Martin moves to second. It's 1-0, Giants. Fred Breining is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breining strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Lee Mozilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozilli is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Mozilli hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mozilli. The throw from May and he is safe. Mozilli steals second. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 0-1 in the game. Backman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Breining fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 0-1 in the game. Youngblood strikes out. Two outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-1 in the game. Kingman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Mozilli trying to get to home. Herndon throws the ball into Evans who relays the ball to May who tags Mozilli who's trying to score from second, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 0-1 in the game. Cabell hits a fly ball into center field. Mozilli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-1 in the game. Clark hits a fly ball into right field. Youngblood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0-1 in the game. Jorgensen strikes out. One out. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Stearns hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0-1 in the game. Brooks hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-1 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Evans for the out. One out. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Martin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Flynn hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. Scott takes first base on ball 4. Lee Mozzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozzilli is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mozzilli hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Scott moves to second. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 0-for-2 in the game. Backman takes first base on ball 4. Scott moves to third. Mozzilli moves to second. Al Holland now pitching. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 0-for-2 in the game. Youngblood hits a fly ball into center field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Scott tags and scores. Two outs. It's Mets, 1, Giants, 1. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kingman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats May for the out. One out. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. LeMaster hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Holland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holland strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Giants 1. The Mets will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0-for-2 in the game. Jorgensen hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stearns hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0-for-2 in the game. Brooks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brooks. The throw from May and he is safe. Brooks steals second. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Flynn is walked intentionally. Mike Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Scott strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Morgan. The throw from Stearns and he is safe. Morgan steals second. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 0-for-2 in the game. Cabell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Jorgensen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-2 in the game. Clark hits a fly ball into center field. Mazzilli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Morgan moves to third. Two outs. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 2 in the game. Evans hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Morgan scores. It's 2-1, Giants. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Flynn fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Lee Mazzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazzilli is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Mazzilli hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Backman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Youngblood hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kingman hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Mets 1. The Giants will come to bat. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Youngblood who is chasing the ball. Martin reaches third base with a triple. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. May hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kingman. May reaches second base with a double. Martin scores. It's 3-1, Giants. Mike Sadek pinch runs for Milt May. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. LeMaster hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Sadek moves to third. One out. Al Holland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holland is 0 for 1 in the game. Holland bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Sadek scores. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 4-1, Giants. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Morgan hits a fly ball into right field. Youngblood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 0 for 3 in the game. Cabell hits a fly ball into left field. Kingman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Mike Sadek now catching. Joe Pettini now playing second base. Dave Bergman now playing first base. Alex Trevino pinch hits for Mike Jorgensen. Alex Trevino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trevino strikes out. One out. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Stearns hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sadek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Brooks takes first base on ball 4. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Flynn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brooks moves to second. Rusty Staub pinch hits for Mike Scott. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a fly ball into center field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Mets 1. The Giants will come to bat. Tom Houseman now pitching. Alex Trevino now catching. John Stearns now playing first base. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 3 in the game. Clark hits a line drive into left field for a base hit.